tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to Black Twitter. I have a whole bunch of awesome panelists here. We're ready to get into some tea, but we're going to start off introducing everybody. We got host, actor, lover of 90s music, and the man out of space, James Maple. How you doing?
I'm doing so well today. Hello to my beautiful co-host. I'm very happy to be talking Black Twitter with you this week.
Awesome. And then we have the sassy and beautiful AJ. Welcome to the building.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm ready to get into it.
Nice. And then we have your resident sweetheart, Ashley Dior.
That's me. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming back. We have so much to talk about tonight. Sheesh.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about today, guys. We're going to go over some trending topics. We got a lot of crazy stuff going on there. And then we're going to hit you guys with that club quarantine with some awesome music stuff that's going on. And then we're going to hit you with some more drops that happened this week. And then we go close it out with some trending, some Black Twitter news, and then Petty Crimes, my favorite segment with AJ. So let's just get...
Also my favorite segment.
Yes.
Yes.
So let's just get right into it. We're going to go the first topic with James.
So, as you guys all know, the beautiful, the lovely, the very smart Miss Gabrielle Union has been making some headlines recently. So she did an interview with an international model named Sharam Dinaz. And in the interview, she was talking about some things that we were actually kind of mentioning last week about Black Hollywood. And like, well, I think we were talking about specifically in reference to Erykah Badu and how, like, you know, it is a job. Being in Black Hollywood, it is a job. It's not just glitz and glamour and, you know, all the perks of it. You know, it is a real job. So she went in a little bit and talked about some of how her fellow Black actors are literally living paycheck to paycheck. So mm-hmm. a quote for you guys to talk about after. She says, quote, for all of the Oprah Winfrey's and all and the people who have just a lot of money, most of us are on one or two paychecks away from not being able to pay our bills. And she says, so this stoppage of work and the money is impacting marginalized celebrities the most. So I want to open it up to you guys. What do you guys think? Do you know, most of us live in Hollywood or in LA. Are you feeling this kind of like Black Hollywood really living paycheck to paycheck? What are you thinking about this?
Well, first of all, go ahead, Ashley. Go ahead.
Because I got some. First of all, she's married to a retired NBA player. I have seen her house. Like on the internet, it's enormous. I don't think Gabrielle's hurting for money herself. Now maybe she's talking about friends who are going through some issues, but I don't think she's going through it personally.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, they probably are going through it with some other people because everybody doing fans only now. Lost a lot of public to pop crew was doing fans only, so you know, I'm just saying.
I thought people were doing like crowd surfing. I know they was doing fans only in this joint.
Hey, okay. Listen, I heard Safari had one. I don't know for a fact.
I heard that too.
Ashley up. See? Yeah.
That's
I guess their money could be funny right now if they're not getting like if they're not on tour and all that stuff. So you gotta get it how you live.
Really? Or is it that they're living like regular people now? Is that the problem now? Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of glad you guys said that because Gabrielle goes on and she quotes and I think she got a lot of heat from that comment. So she made a follow-up tweet to that on Twitter. She says, basically, the question that was asked is, if you watch the whole thing, you know, the whole Black Hollywood impact, she says, I have been at every level of the game so I can speak from personal experience. That is all, but let's discuss. So I think that's her point. Her point is like, as a Black actress who has been in the game for so long, she started from the bottom, and as they say, now she's here. So she knows that experience. But you guys still think that she's doing a little too much by talking about, you know, the struggle of the Black actor in Hollywood?
I think she's relating to other people. So, like, speaking out for them, you know.
Yeah.
So
looking out for her, you know. That makes sense. And she did also say that, like, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, AJ.
Oh, no. I was there. Go ahead.
I did also see that she said that most SAG actors only make about $54,000 a year, mm-hmm. and then Black actors mm-hmm. are even less than that. So that mm-hmm. part I understand. Like up and coming actors and actresses, I can definitely see how they could be going through some financial struggles right now with no gig. So that part makes sense.
Yeah. I would just think these people would be making a killing out in here in these streets and not to worry about stuff like that. But speaking of people that are making a killing in a sense, Kaya seems to be very comfortable in what she's doing. So you want to give us the tea on that, AJ?
Okay, guys. So as you all know, a lot of artists have been participating in the Swiss Beats and Timbaland versus battle series, you know, such as Teddy Riley and Babyface. Okay, so y'all remember Kaya, you know, My Neck, My Back. Okay, so Kaya, she wants to join in on the fun and she called out another rapper. Y'all, she called out Trina on the internet. So before I say anything else, I'm gonna play the clip.
So what they doing? They singing or they just playing their songs? I don't know what's going on. What are they doing? Are they singing or are they just playing their hits?
No, they're just playing their records. So they're battling back to back with their records, like previous records.
Oh, I want somebody to do. Who want to try me like that? Who?
Trina.
Hey, Trina, stop with the hop up. You want to have a hit battle, bitch? Oh, Lord. I got 285 hits to put on your ass, bitch. What? So who won? Who won?
Disney Queens got to put. Because you know they did the verses tonight with him and Babyface.
So what they doing? They singing or they just playing their songs?
Y'all, Trina and Kaya, who we got? Kaya and Trina, what's going on, y'all? What y'all think about that? Would y'all want to see a Kaya and Trina battle?
No.
No.
First of all, I mean, what song is she known for? My Neck, My Back. What other? I haven't.
Exactly.
Kaya has another song that was a hot jam back in the day.
You gotta Google it.
It was a song by Janet Jackson featuring Kaya. It was called So Excited.
Doesn't ring a bell. James, you are by yourself.
By yourself. You see how he didn't come straight to his head? Now I can think about that come straight to my head. You have to
me
go
too.
Okay.
I'm the baddest.
Who's bad? Oh, yeah. See, I'm the baddest. If that happened between the two, I think that is where Trina would win. Is the baddest? Mm-hmm. I'm the baddest. Who's bad? Like that song still goes.
I don't think they would even make it to that. I feel like they would start arguing. But
Listen, I like if they went together. I seen Kaya My Neck My Back, the original Kaya My Neck My Back, probably Chop and Screw. Kaya My Neck My Back, Dirty South. Kaya My Neck My Back. I will be banging to the remix, but we're gonna go to Twitter. We had a few tweets.
Okay.
So our first tweet on Twitter, it says, "Now Kaya know damn well she ain't got no 20 hits to play. She said she had 285, but you know." And so our next tweet, I got the receipt. So just in case y'all wanted the visual.
Oh, here's
Kaya's. It's K. That's done. You see it right there. Now let's go to the third picture. This is Trina's. Okay, those hers, more hits. And, you know, I guess that speaks for itself. We have the receipts to prove it. And then our last tweet says, Kaya just gonna force herself to be associated with Trina's name. You never hear Trina speak a word on Kaya. So I don't know. I don't know if Kaya is trying to get back out there in the quarantine, but, you know, I'll be interested to see that versus that. That's all I'm gonna say.
Ooh, child. It seems like a lot of people are in turmoil. But speaking of turmoil, we got some more crazy news coming up. Nicolas Cage, my boy, he out here trying to play Joe Exotic from Tiger King.
Wow.
Yeah, so apparently there is a limited series that has been ordered with Tiger King and Carol Baskin. And Nicolas Cage decided to hop on and play the murderer or the attempted murderer. Well, I don't really know. But so the limited series is basically going to go back to the beginning where everything started with Joel Exotic and how he became the person that he became today with the tiger killings and the Tiger King and the Tiger Prince and all that good stuff. So, yeah, would you guys watch something like this?
No.
Yes.
Tiger
yes.
King was amazing. Like, why mm-hmm. do you need to redo that wonderful piece of American art? It's perfect in every way. We don't need to change it. We don't need to script it up and actor it up. The real is that's what's winning right now.
Absolutely. And Tiger King itself is such a like out there kind of series as it is. Like how can Nicolas Cage raise the bar anymore by playing? Like it just seems like he's doing this to kind of stay relevant because like ain't nobody really talk about Nicolas Cage. And that's one of the most like relevant things right now. So I get it, but I don't know. I just feel like Tiger King is such a caricature of himself. Like, nah, Nicholas, we good. We good. Keep stay in the corner.
Yeah. I don't really know what Nicolas Cage is really doing. I need him to go search for some treasure in another movie. We need another American Treasure movie, but that's all right. But speaking of real royalty, real queen status, I actually did this to me on this new track.
I'm a savage. You guys, when Beyonce dropped this track, the remix of Savage on Wednesday, it was literally all I did for the rest of the day was listen to the song over and over again. Beyonce is back, not that she went anywhere, but Beyonce is back rapping, which is my absolute favorite. This song went so hard. It was number one and number two trending on Twitter on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I was like, mm-hmm. the queen is back and she is with Meg. And it's not even just like Beyonce did a couple lines. Like it's a new song. You know, the song is just bigger and better. And what's even better is that the proceeds from this song are going to Houston's Bread of Life. Well, we know that Houston is the home of both of those queens. Mm-hmm. I was just so happy. This was the best day of the week for me last week because Beyonce saved it. What'd you guys think?
Yeah, girl, the Texas Queens linked up. So that's already, that was a good link up right there. Anything B-Hop on is fire though. So I mean,
agreed.
Come on.
That's facts. But you know, AJ, you raise a good point though. I think it's very rare for Beyonce to hop on anything anyway. So I think that to me was a bigger headline that there was anything that exists in the musical world that was an artist featuring Beyonce. Like it don't work that way.
It's wild.
Beyonce it hit different with that some name. People.
Yeah.
So I think that was the shocking part.
And the fact that she knows what OnlyFans is.
Oh, that part.
People love what she
I told you everybody's on fans only.
You did. AJ was right. One of my favorite parts, though, of the song, hands down, I think y'all will all agree, was a shout out to the real queen herself, Miss Tina. She was like, I got that from Tina. I was like, yo.
Best thing ever.
That. Yeah.
You are just the queen.
I don't want to be shady, but they said that, and I love Beyonce, so I don't. The views and opinions of the audience were somebody else, but they said that that Beyonce was gonna throw Meg away like she did Nicki Minaj. So that's not really coming from my mouth. This is just what I saw on Twitter.
Okay,
so
it's just that I heard.
We can't have nothing.
Beehive, just get on whoever said that, find them. But this is a club banger right here. I'm definitely ready for that. But speaking of club, what you got for us on Club Quarantine, James?
Well, we could not have had a better segue. Like, it could not have asked for anything better. Because literally, the love for Beyonce has come full circle. As we go give her love, she gives back love. So Beyonce is doing another challenge. It's called the hashtag I Did My Part Challenge, where her and Miss Tina, the great Miss Tina, have teamed up to really support specifically the Houston, Texas area, which of course they are all from. So in this, they're making like specific efforts to increase testing and but increase testing specifically for Black Americans in that area. The CDC is saying as of mid-April, 33.7% of Black COVID patients of COVID patients in the U.S. are Black, even though we make up only 13% of the U.S. But the crazy part is within Houston itself, 57% of all the fatalities due to coronavirus are African Americans. So this initiative was definitely stepped in from Beyonce and Miss Tina herself to address the COVID-19 issues that are plaguing the Black and Brown community. Second point I want to point out, it is obviously Cinco de Mayo. We all want to celebrate, of course. Yeah, yeah. But it's also another person's birthday. So, Mr. Chris Brown, Breezy himself, we want to wish you a happy 31st birthday. He celebrated his birthday today with his daughter, as you can see there, his daughter, Royalty. He had a bright red cake with photos of Royalty, and she helps blow out the candles, and she filled in the infamous cha-cha-cha in between the happy birthday singing. Another not quite music-related birthday, but I definitely got to show some love to her. Today is Miss Vanessa Bryant's birthday as well. We want to send her a massive happy birthday. She is the wife of late Kobe Bryant. Little sidebar I discovered in looking at her birthday, Kobe actually wrote her a letter that she found 2 or 3 days ago. She actually waited to open it on her birthday just so she had something to look forward to. She opened it and the letter was actually a drawing that Kobe had done of her with an angel like propping her up. So she was like blown away to find that. This is completely unrelated, but this is some breaking music news very quickly. I'm getting an alert now that Tekashi 6ix9ine will be going live on Instagram at 3 p.m. on Friday Eastern Standard Time. Feel however you want to feel about that. The only caption that I'm getting about this first appearance since prison, he says in the caption, "Let's get the party started. Don't get scared now." Don't know what that means. Whatever. But the main event, those are the appetizers. This is the main event I want to discuss with you guys. We have two queens throwing down on May 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. We have Miss Jill Scott and Miss Erykah Badu. To do a versus challenge. Yo,
now that's gonna be good.
This is gonna hit
different.
I don't know where you guys fall on the fence, but I do want to predict one thing that will happen. So we all know that both ladies have some bangers. Did you know a little bit of music trivia for you guys? So the Roots, we all know the Roots. We love the Roots. They had an album come out in 1999 called "Come Alive," and in it, they play the song "You Got Me." You know, baby, don't worry about where I've been, who I saw.
Oh, I love that song. Me too.
Right?
Banger.
So. In that song, the live performance on that album, they have Jill Scott singing the song. Jill Scott was actually the person who wrote that song. But on the studio version, guess who sings a song released to the masses? Erykah Badu. So I'm guaranteeing you when this verses pops up, that is going to be one song in particular where they have overlap because Jill wrote it, but Erykah performed it. So of the two, very quickly, who you guys got, Erykah or Jill?
Erykah, you got to go with the
Erykah.
I love Jill Scott, but I mean, come on now.
I'm gonna have to go with my ma'am Jill. I'm sorry.
Really?
You know what? Yeah. I think it might be an even. I don't know if it's a guy girl thing or what, but I'm sorry with Elgin on this. I'm going with Miss Jill Scott.
We shall see.
So we will have.
We'll be talking about it next week. Update.
Yes.
Yep. There you go. Look at that.
That's all I got for us to speak for club quarantine.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait for that to drop on my screen with that notification. But speaking of that, we got
y'all
the
just
drops
like Jill because that video. That's why the memes go to Jill. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Elgin.
That video played in my head now.
I bet it did.
I'm going to drop it like a bad habit right now. We got the drops this week, y'all, and it's some pretty cool stuff that's going on this week and that had went on this week. We got the Say So remix with Nicki Minaj that happened 4 days ago, featuring Nicki Minaj, and the person that owns the song is Doja Cat. I'm kind of sad to say it didn't hit like it did that Savage remix did. So it's kind of disappointing that everyone kind of just flew over to Say So remix and just went to Savage, which I'm not mad about because that song literally like crashed the internet.
Yeah.
But that happened this week. And then we had a new show drop this week as well called Upload with Rahm Emanuel and a lot of other actors. And basically the premise is after a man dies, his consciousness is uploaded into an afterlife on a computer database where he lives out his life, and he kind of falls in love with a person that's still living, so they basically have a relationship in two different realms, kind of. Ooh. Although she is able to visit him through VR, in a sense, in the afterlife that he's in. So it's a really interesting concept that everyone should really give it a watch on Amazon Prime. And it's really cool. Everyone should watch it. Then I say the best for last, because this is the best one. Now, this is the real queen. This is the real queen of America, real first lady.
Yes.
Michelle Obama.
Forever first lady. That's right.
My girl, Michelle Obama. Even though I'm mad when she put out that food initiative, because I was eating nachos at lunch and then the next day it was all salad. But you know what? I'm not going to do that to her right now. But Michelle Obama has a documentary called Becoming, which is basically the same thing as her book. And it's going to be chronicling her journey through the White House and a little bit before that. It's kind of like a full biopic. And it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be about her book tour as she's going through that, her family life, what it was to live in Chicago, and a lot of other places as well. So it's really going to be talking about her journey through all of that and where she is now in life. And she definitely said that this is going to show that she is not campaigning at all, and y'all not going to get what y'all want at the end of the day. So, yes, you guys can definitely tune into that in the next couple of days. And I can't wait. I'm really about to be watching that. It's about to be real lit, I think, and it's going to show us another side of the real First Lady of America. Yeah.
I can't wait to watch. Yes. I can't wait to watch that.
Everybody loves Michelle Obama, everybody.
Because she is it. She's it. Everybody. And can I just say something about that Doja Cat drop?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Like, what, like, the worst possible day to drop a remix to a song was the same day that Beyonce dropped her remix to Savage. I was like, if it would have dropped on a different day, maybe it would have hit different. But what's nobody thinking about Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj when
I'm
Beyonce
came on? I'm
so sorry.
You know,
worst timing ever.
I was looking up some stuff on this, and I know we all know that Beyonce and Nicki are friends, we'll say. So they people were speculating that it might be like some type of like verses embedded into the song and the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And in Doja Cat's song, I'm sorry, in Beyonce's Savage song, she has a line that says, "If you want to see some real ass, baby, here's your chance." But in the Doja Cat song, Nicki says, "Why are you talking about who body fake with all them fillers in your face? You just full of hate. The real ass ain't keep yo home. You look silly. That word to silicone."
So, I ain't about to do that.
I'm not saying something there, but you know. Mm-hmm.
There was word on the street that she was talking about Wendy, but she came out and was like, "It ain't Wendy. It's somebody else." So. No.
I can see Wendy Williams.
Dang, I don't know about that. That Nashville versus by the body.
You don't know.
I like natural, so okay. I love natural.
You better watch it.
That's all I'm
you better watch it.
Okay. Right. Everyone has a preference. Beyonce is
crazy,
right? I'm on
some Beyonce. Right.
But let's get into some Black Twitter news. How about that?
OMG. You guys, if 2020 couldn't get any worse, murder hornets are on the way to North America.
Girl.
That's right. 2-inch long murder hornets from Asia have infiltrated the United States. In Japan, they are said to kill 50 people per year. Okay, so this thing, it's buzzing. It's like buzzing for real. The life cycle of these huge hornets begins in April. But the most dangerous time that they come out is in late summer, early fall, because they decimate the bee community. Now, if you guys know anything about like our crops and our food, like bees are absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. So important. They pollinate everything. So once these hornets come and start ruining all of our beehives and therefore our crops can't get, you know, pollinated, I'm worried. 2020, can we just skip it? Go on to 2021 already? Like, I'm fine with being a year older if I can get past this stuff. Isn't that crazy? A 2-inch long hornet from Asia.
I saw a video today they took the video. It has like over 500,000 views of one of the killer hornets like stinging a mouse. And like it's stinging is so hard that it's like pushing the mouse around the on the ground. It's crazy.
It says their stinger can even get through a beekeeper's uniform. So like nobody's safe.
Nobody's safe.
Another
is God bless America. God bless America, Lord.
In other American news, Michigan has still a lot of stay-at-home protesters. Mm. Now, these protesters are some of the most racist that the governor of Michigan has ever seen. She said these people came with swastikas, with Confederate flags, carrying militia guns. Like, they are carrying, like, rifles, assault rifles, trying to get the government to open the state back up. And it's just like, first of all, what do we Black people have to do with that? Like, keep us out of it. Right. You know what? Like, keep us out of it. We don't have nothing to do with this. But it's just like, wow, like the audacity, you know, to come up and to, you know, try to cause trouble when, you know, the government's just trying to protect us. It's wild to me. It's just the world we live in. And last but not least, in Black Twitter news, Italy just reopened. So Italy was on lockdown. Yeah, they were on lockdown for 8 weeks. So they're just starting to slowly reopen, but with some parameters. People can, you know, we have factories are opening up, construction sites are reopening, and public transit is opening back up, but they have like assigned seats. So you probably won't be able to sit next to people. Like, they're really trying to mandate the spread. So, I mean, the virus has killed about 30,000 people there. But their daily cases have been dropping. And so my question to you all is it time for countries to start opening up just because the deaths are dropping, or are the deaths dropping just because we aren't connecting with each other anymore? Like, what do you guys think?
Girl, I had a solution for this crisis. I just feel like to get all this over with, they took the U.S. Census, right? So everybody did that. Trump should mail vaccines or mail stuff to each household that's accounted for, and they got to mail their results back, link it to the Social Security number. And then according to that, they're able to go to work, and it's over.
Wow. This is for president.
We
need that, AJ. But this whole thing is like
a plan. I like a plan. Like, she has a plan. She knows what she wants to do. I'd vote for AJ.
I'd vote for her too. This is just all bad.
Y'all know what?
All bad. This is why y'all shouldn't have been sucking those cucumbers last summer, and y'all would have still had this hot girl summer.
That has
never happened.
Listen, they was doing that all summer, like last summer. I'm like, horrible.
Listen, I don't know what's gonna happen. This
God said, ain't no hot girl summer.
It ain't.
Ain't no hot boy summer.
We gonna be in the house.
In the house.
I'm being petty right now. But speaking of petty, we got some petty crimes with AJ.
Come on, Elgin, with the transition.
Come on, Elgin, with the transition.
Hey, I'm trailing today.
Now, listen, I don't know who Miss Tyra Banks then pissed off, but apparently Twitter is going crazy on her show, America's Next Top Model, that she had, you know, a few years back. It lasted quite a few seasons. So, you know, apparently fans or Twitter, everybody, they want to go down memory lane, and they started to realize that Miss Tyra Banks was a tyrant and she must be stopped. Now, if y'all remember from the show, you know, you could be growing your hair since you was a youngin, and then it could be all the way down your back, and Tyra would tell you to cut your hair, and then she would kick you off the show. So fans started to realize, like, wait a minute, this lady really did not give a, you know, she did not care. So I got a few tweets we're going to read off of what Twitter was going, saying about Miss Tyra Banks, y'all. All right, our first tweet says, we don't talk about how toxic Tyra Banks was in ANTM, America's Next Top Model. She'll make a girl get a buzz cut after her hair is down her back from growing since she was 9, just to send her home in the 5th week and get mad when the girls didn't cry when they were eliminated. Our next tweet says, so you're telling me Tyra really saw this poor man and thought he needed a beard weave? Now, I don't know if y'all can see that, but it's outrageous, okay? And then somebody said, they said Tyra needs to formally apologize for these crimes. You know, she was experimenting with some stuff, y'all. The next, y'all laughing at this?
Wow.
Our next tweet says, thinking about how Tyra Banks made a girl on America's Next Top Model do a photo shoot in a graveyard. the day after her childhood best friend died. That really did happen in one of the seasons. Now, it probably was a coincidence because, you know, I think they wrote out everything, but it was just bad timing. But that really did happen. And then the next one says, I'm watching these top model videos on YouTube. Why did we let Tyra get away with so much? She really owes all her contestants an apology. So, you know, they're going crazy and saying she was just doing the most. So I got to ask you guys, I don't know if y'all remember the show. I mean, how would y'all feel? Let's say she wants you to change a huge part of you and then you got kicked off the show the next day. Was she just like following industry or was she like really doing the most?
I'm raising hell.
Yeah.
Period. That's
you crazy. Know, I think I side with Tyra in this, to be very honest with y'all. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the things, you know, given the industry that these people want to get into, they know they're going to have to make sacrifices. Like, at the end of the day, I know we all hear this every single day. Like, at the end of the day, you make a choice. And I think the choice that they made going into something like America's Next Top Model, going into the modeling industry, they knew that beauty, like, how their aesthetic was going to change. Like, you know, people change the hair color every day, they got put in weave, take out weave, shave the head, you know, all sorts of things. So, I don't think that what she asked of these people were that crazy. Because if you really want to talk about it, we can talk about some of the other things the other Hollywood producers are asking other actors to do to get on TV. So that's I'm side with Tyra on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at first I was kind of like, oh, I kind of side with Tyra, but then I saw this one tweet about, you know, the girl, we were rooting for you, we were rooting for you, that one. Mm-hmm. Probably the most popular clip of the show. And I think that contestant, she wanted her to get her gap closed, if I'm not mistaken, and it wasn't something mm-hmm. she was comfortable with. But a couple seasons after that, she had another contestant who she wanted to widen her gap. You know, so I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, I understand that like trends change and like, you know, things become marketable at one minute and unmarketable the next. But it's just like it's so fickle, you know. But I mean, Tyra has made her way. She's done so much. So, you know, she did make a couple mistakes on that show, no question. But I don't think she had really bad. I don't think she had ill intentions at all.
Ill intentions, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to weigh in and say I agree. I don't think she had bad intentions. I think she was just following how the industry was back in the day. You know, this is, like you said, modeling is all about your look. It's how you present yourself, who can model certain clothes, who can do this hairstyle, this makeup. So you kind of have to fit into the idea of the designer. So it's kind of like you go into the industry taking that risk. So, I mean, Tyra's just doing what she has to do. You know, they know what they signed up for. You know, I think she was just going along with the trends. Trends change all of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, what's hot not today will be hot next week. You know, you just never know. So I'm going to say Tyra's innocent and Twitter, just calm down. It was entertaining, but, you know, I don't think it was no ill intentions or she was being evil or anything. So I'm going to let Tyra off.
Okay, y'all changed my mind. I'm mad, I'm gonna say she innocent as well.
Oh,
So yeah, that's great. Well, thank you guys so much for another episode of Black Twitter.
That's
it. We done. I wish we had more. It was a lot more stuff, but this is the stuff that really popped out today, or this week actually. So. Where can we catch you guys on social media, starting with James?
Of course, you can follow your boy James at Terrell James Maple on Instagram and James Maple Actor on Twitter. I also do the after show for Vagrant Queen Sundays at 3:10. And also, we all are authors for AfterBuzz TV, so look out for articles from all of us in the coming weeks.
All right, Ashley.
Hi guys, you can find me at Ashley Dior Jones on all social media platforms. I also do an article series on Black Hollywood Live called New Black and Beautiful. It highlights, you know, up and coming women and girls in the entertainment industry of African descent, and they're all wonderful and amazing. So definitely check it out to see like who's new.
All right, AJ.
Y'all hit me up on Twitter at CrimsonPearl22 and hit me up on Instagram at CrimsonPearl.
All right. And then you guys can catch me at on Instagram and Twitter at Elgin_Ball. And with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Black Twitter. And I hope you guys have a great and fantastic week. And see you till then.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.